And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Baseball here on WJJQ. Top of the third here at TK Memorial Field. Alex Cook, Sam Hernandez here with you as the Hatchets trail the Hodags 1-0. Tomahawks stranding two in that last half inning. And really, it was the caught stealing that caused the second out that really sort of derailed that inning.
With the way that they're getting after him in the batter's box here, you know, they put some pressure on him on the base paths, too. They could start to string a few together here.
They could. So Brandon Larson back out on the mound for the Hatchets. And coming up to the plate for the Hodags will be Owen Kurtz, the junior. The junior left fielder. He walked last time he was up. He was one of the two Hodag base runners that was stranded in the first inning. So Larson again going to work out of the windup here. Again, you mentioned his pitch count being over 40. Going to have a quick inning here. And the first pitch is high. Count 1-0. Again, both these teams are doing a good job at working the starting pitchers' counts here early and often. Here comes the 1-0 from Larson. He goes right back to it, and that pitch was well outside, 2-0. And Kurtz walked on five pitches last time he was up. Larson out of the windup. Here comes the 2-0 to Kurtz. Swinging a hard ground ball to third. Hetzel has a hard time handling it. And there will not be a play at first. So that's going to be an error on Hetzel. And Kurtz reaches for the second time today.
Hetzel kind of sat back on that, and it ate him up as it came off the grass into the dirt.
So Kurtz reaches, a leadoff base runner here for Rhinelander. Second error of the day for Tomahawk. They also had one back in the first inning. It was a throwing error by Larson. And now here's Everson to the plate. Throw back to first, not in time. And Everson, last time he was up, struck out looking. So one of two strikeout victims of Braden Larson today. Here comes the pitch from Larson. Everson showing bunt. He takes high. Count 1-0. Larson again working out of the stretch again, as he's done for most of this game so far. Here's the 1-0. And Everson tries to lay down the bunt, and it's a strike. Looks like he went count 1-1.
Little small ball here by the Hodags early in the game.
Trying to sacrifice Kurtz over so they put him in scoring position.
Yep.
Larson working out of the stretch. Here's the 1-1. Another bunt by Everson. That's a very good bunt. Larson will scoop it up. Toss to first in time. Sacrifice bunt sends Kurtz over to second. So now runner on second and one down for the Hodags. And now here comes Seth Knoffs to the plate, who is 0-for-1, grounded out to second last time he was up to end the first inning. And Larson working out of the stretch, runner on second, one down. Here's first pitch to Knoffs, low and in the dirt, ball one. And again, a good job by Tolson. He's doing a good job blocking those low and outside pitches here in this game. Larson working out of the stretch. Here's 1-0. A little bit outside that time, 2-0.
He's struggling to find the strike zone here again in the third inning. He's gonna have to find it.
Yes, he is.
That pitch count continues to creep up.
Pitch from Larson, again outside, 3-0.
It doesn't look like he's missing by that much.
No, it doesn't. 3-0 the count now to Knoffs, and that pitch is a strike right on the corner. Count 3-1. And got Owen Kurtz on second here, just one down here in the top of the third. Rhinelander leading Tomahawk 1-0. Pitch swinging a line drive. Is that caught by Hetzel? Looks like it was a short hop. Throw to first is in time, and that leaves Kurtz at second. So a good job by Hetzel to at least field it and throw it to first for the out, keep Kurtz at bay. And now there's two down for the third baseman, James Heck.
That was a really nice play by Hetzel.
Yes. Good job to make up for the error earlier in the inning.
Yep, very much so.
So now two down here for the third baseman, James Heck. Heck flew out to the first baseman last time he was up. 9. And a pitch low and in the dirt gets away from Tollefson. Kurt's going to rumble down to third. And I think that'll go as a pass ball. And it's one of the very few mistakes Tollefson has made behind the plate today. So the count now 1-0 to Heck. And again, this is the third straight inning Rhinelander has had at least one runner on third base. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Got him with a low fastball. 1-1.
Yeah, the Hatchets are playing with fire a little bit, letting the Hodag runners get in the deep scoring position. And they've gotten out of it so far, so let's see if we can keep that going here in the third.
Here comes 1-1 from Larson. Swinging a ground ball foul on the third base side. Count now 1-2. And Larson's pitch count starting to creep up. It's now over 50, I believe, at this point.
Yeah, that was 56, so he's getting into some troubled waters here. We might be getting into the bullpen a little early this afternoon.
Yeah, and they've gotten into the bullpen early a lot this year.
And as we said, with the busy schedule because of the shortened season, that's not what we wanted.
No, it is not. Larson with the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, high and tight, 2-2. And both teams working the counts a lot here in this early going. Here's a 2-2 from Larson. Swinging a line drive. That's going to be a base in the left field. That'll score Kurtz. So an RBI single for Heck. And now Rhinelander leads 2-0 as Kurtz crosses the plate. Wasn't a bad pitch, but that was a good job by Heck to turn on that one and send it into left.
Oh, yeah, that was a real nice piece of hitting.
So now here comes Rapley to the plate. Barack Rapley. He walked last time he was up. First pitch is fouled back. Count 0-1. So again, the Hodags, they have put up runs in bunches at times, but they're still going through a lot of a youth movement, which is leading them against some stiff competition here in this Great Northern Conference. Larson out of the stretch. Here's the 0-1. High that time. 1-1. Larson's pitch count almost at 60 now, with Heck on first and two down here top of the third. Here's a pitch from Larson. Strike run in the inside corner. Count 1-2. And again, Rapley walked. He was stranded at third back in the second inning last time he was up. Rhinelander's had at least 5 batters so far through their first 3 innings. That pitch was outside. 2-2. Tried to get him to chase, and it didn't work. 2-2 the count now to Rapley. Heck on first, and Tomahawk trailing Rhinelander 2-0. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Down goes Rapley looking, and that's the end of the inning. Rhinelander does get one, but that's all. After 2 1/2, it's Rhinelander 2, Tomahawk nothing. We'll be back with more Hatchet Baseball right after this. And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Baseball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Sam Hernandez here with you from TK Memorial Field. As Tomahawk currently trails Rhinelander 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the third. Rhinelander in that last inning had 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error, and left 1 man on base. So the Hodags, they do lead 2-0, but it could be a lot worse. They've stranded 6 so far in their first 3 innings.
Tomahawk is employing a little bit of the bend, don't break mentality defensively.
Yes, they are. Yep. So if the Hatchets back to the top of the order, Addison Pisig will lead things off for Tomahawk. He had a pop-up to short last time he was up. So let's see what Ratty can do here with Addison Pisig. And here comes the first pitch of the bottom of the third. And the first pitch is a strike right in the corner. Count 0-1. Very similar to the first at bat when Pisig with a first pitch strike. Here comes the 0-1 from Ratty Pisig. Breaking ball, swinging a ground ball to short, scooped up by Knopf's. Throw to first is not in time.
Yes.
Great job by Pisig to leg it out. Knopf's a little nonchalant with the throw. That's an infield hit. And Pisig with a leadoff single to begin the bottom of the third.
You know, one thing most of this lineup has for Tomahawk is they've got speed.
Yes, they do.
So putting the ball in play on the ground is where they need to be living right now and trying to beat those plays out.
Well, now here comes another fast one, Drew Tollefson. Tollefson did walk last time he was up. And that's the third hit of the day for Tomahawk already. They had 2 back in the second, and that's going to be a bunt foul as Tollefson tried to send the runner Pisig over, and the count is 0-1. So again, Tomahawk now going to try and play small ball here in the third, trying to sacrifice the runner over.
Both teams must think runs are going to be at a premium this afternoon.
Yes.
And trying to get anything that they can.
Especially the way that this has been going.
And the sacrifice bunt has kind of become a lost art in baseball over last decade or so. So seeing teams use it is...
Pisig takes off. That pitch outside, no throw, and Pisig is going to take second with ease. So Pisig moves himself into scoring position. And the count is now 1-1 with Tollefson at the plate.
It looks like Tomahawk might have picked up a little bit of a tip on Rhinelander's pitching.
Yeah.
They've gotten some real good jumps on the last few stolen base attempts.
And that pitch is swung on and fouled down the first baseline, so the count's now 1-2 to Tollefson. And Pisig on second, already having a stolen base here in this at-bat. Again, the best thing for Tollefson is, can you move Pisig over to third? Here comes 1-2. Swinging a ground ball fouled to the third base side that time. Count will remain 1-2. And the Hatches have been able to get base runners here on Brady here early on. They just need to get runs across the plate.
Yep.
Got to take advantage of those opportunities while you have them. Here's 1-2 again to Tollefson, swinging a ground ball. That's going to get through and into center field for a base hit. Rounding third is Pisig. It gets by the center fielder. Pisig will score with ease. RBI single for Drew Tollefson, and the Hatchets are on the board. It's 2-1.
That was a really nice at-bat by Drew to fight off some good pitches by Ratty, and ultimately hit a mistake up the middle, and Pisig did a nice job getting himself in scoring position with that stolen base.
Yes, and now Landon Hoff will come in and courtesy run for Tollefson, and that's going to bring up Tyler Jablonski to the plate. Jablonski grounded out to third last time he was up. So Hoff currently on first, runner on first, nobody down here for Tomahawk. The tying run is on base. Here's the first pitch to Jablonski. Pitch a little bit inside that time. Count 1-0. Tomahawk, by the way, with four hits already today. They had three total against Antigo on Friday, and they had four over the weekend against Johnson Creek. That pitch in the dirt gets away. Hoff is going to try and take second. Throw to second base. The throw is on time, but the tag was off, so Hoff will take second. I believe that will go. I guess you could call that a stolen base if you want to. So now Hoff is on second with nobody out. And a base hit could score Hoff if placed in the right spot.
Tomahawk continues to be aggressive on the bases, which is one thing Coach Nye preaches to his kids.
That pitch to Jablonski called strike now. Count 2-1. Again, Ratty back onto the mound. He's given up one run so far on four hits and two plus. That pitch outside 3-1. The big thing with Tomahawk right now is that we've seen them be a lot more patient at the plate than they have been in recent games. Jablonski swinging a fly ball deep into left field. That one is back. That one at the wall. It is.
It's off the wall.
It's off the wall. Coming in second. Jablonski slips. Throw to second. Not in time. It looked like that. I thought that it was gone for like a split second, but it bounces off the wall. Jablonski goes into second. Hoff comes to third. That'll go as a double for Tyler Jablonski.
It looked like there was some sort of almost collision or near collision at first base,
yeah,
as TJ was rounding it. And
yeah, I saw out of the corner of my eye that Jablonski did take it, did fall. I wasn't sure if that was him slipping on the base pass or what. But nevertheless, runners on second and third, nobody out. And here comes Zach Frisky to the plate, a chance for Tomahawk to claim the lead here. Here comes the first pitch. Frisky with a ground ball. That's going to go right back up the middle. And that one is scooped up by the shortstop. Knoss throw to first. Gets away. One run scores. It's off. Jablonski rounding third. He will stop there. Frisky to second. An RBI single for Frisky. He'll advance to second on the error. And Tomahawk ties it at 2.
Tomahawk doing a nice job of putting the ball in play and putting pressure on the base pass.
Yes. It'll go down as an error on Knoss. And now Coach Joe Waxmonski will come to the mound, check and make sure that everything's okay. Essentially, conference at the mound. That is another base runner for the Hatchets. It will go as a hit, and then Frisky advances to second on the error. So that is the fourth straight hit for the Hatchets here in this third inning. A great start to the inning here, and they have a chance to take their first lead of the day with Brody Rigney coming to the plate.
Yeah, we've still got runners on second and third with nobody out, so it just continued to get productive at bats. Put the ball in play, hit it
yes.
hard on the ground, avoid the strikeout. We could be looking at a big inning here and blow it open.
Yes. So Ratty's still on the mound. Runners on second and third, nobody down. Brody Rigney, who does have a single in this game, believe it or not. He singled back in the second inning. And it's already the fifth batter of the plate. Again, four straight hits here for the Hatchets. Here comes the first pitch to Rigney. Strike on the corner, count 0-1. That was also an aggressive hit by Frisky as well. That was the first pitch swing.
Mm-hmm.
So Randy working out of the stretch again. Runners on second and third, one down. Rigney swinging a miss, strike two. Rigney was fooled by that breaking ball that time. Count now 0-2. Rigney was able to fight back after 0-2 count in his last at-bat and jam a single. Jam an infield single down the line. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. 1-2. So again, already five hits for the Hatchets here today. They've had a combined six in their last three games. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball two. Count 2-2.
They're doing a really nice job in the batter's box. Really
yes.
Productive at bats.
Yes, Jablonski on third, Frisky on second. Nobody out. Rigney swing, and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher Schneider for strike three. So that's just the second strikeout of the day for Ratty. First out of the inning, and now here comes Cooper Hetzel to the plate. Hetzel flew out to left last time he was up.
Yeah, he gave the ball a nice ride last time. See if we can find a little grass in the gap.
Yep. First pitch is high, ball one. And again, the thing to look for also, a sacrifice fly would take the lead also.
Absolutely.
You can also have a deep enough fly ball where Jablonski's got enough speed to score. Here comes 1-0 from Ratty. Swinging a pop-up foul. It's going to go behind the Rhinelander dugout. Count 1-1. One and one the count now to Cooper Hetzel. Game tied at two here, bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball high. Count 2-1. Hetzel were able to, after Hetzel would be Montgomery. Framke is also singled here today. That pitch high, ball three. It's really good at bats all the way around here from Tomahawk so far in this game. As you mentioned, Sam, just had to be patient, and those runs will come, and they have come here in this third so far. Here comes a 3-1 to Hetzel. High ball four, and Hetzel draws the walk, and the bases are loaded with one down for Montgomery Framke. That is the third walk issued by Ratty here today. And now here comes Monty Framke to the plate, who singled last time he was up.
Correct. Now we got to stay out of the double play here.
Yes. Again, the infield is playing up here for Rhinelander. First place likely going to be at the plate. Swinging a foul back by Framke in the count, 0-1. Again, the one thing if you want, if nothing else, is just a fly ball to send home a run. Again, five hits so far from Tomahawk they've had. Yeah, six hits from Tomahawk so far. They had four straight to begin the third. That pitch low and outside, count 1-1.
It almost looks like Rhinelander's middle infield is back to turn two.
Yeah.
Their corners very much are up to cut the playoff at the
plate. Here's the 1-1, Framke with a ground ball to second. Oh, that could be two. No, it bounces off. Tang is out. No throw to first, so a run does score on the fielder's choice by Monty Framke. So Tomahawk for the first time, it's a little bit unorthodox, but they take their first lead of the day. It's 3-2.
They keep putting the ball in play. They're forcing Rhinelander to have to make plays, and they're putting that pressure on him. Seems like every at-bat right now.
Yes. So Framke reaches on the fielder's choice. This is the eighth batter of the inning for Tomahawk with Braden Larson coming up. So now runners on first and third, two down here for the sophomore Larson. Taken off is Framke. Larson's first pitch swung, popped up, foul behind the plate. And the count is 0-1. Again, I don't know if you could necessarily call that an error on the second baseman, Everson, because he still was able to get an out. But it was a fielder's choice grounder regardless, and Framke is able to reach him. We saw him. He's taken off also for second base here on Ratty.
And again, he got a big jump too. So they're obviously picking something up at first base that's allowing them to get good jumps. Makes you a little leery, though, because a pickoff move mix one in, and that would be a quick end of the inning.
Yes, it would. So, again, runners on first and third, two down. You got Framke on first, Frisky on third, and it's Braden Larson, the pitcher at the plate. Here comes the 0-1 from Ratty. Taken off again is Framke. That pitch outside. Throw down to second is in time, and Framke's caught stealing here to end the inning. That's the second time, believe it or not, that Framke got caught stealing. That ends the inning, but The Hatchets put three runs on the scoreboard. For the first time today, they take the lead. It is Tomahawk 3, Rhinelander 2. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Hatchet Baseball right after this on WJJQ.